Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
FM 100, it's Ryan and Michelle in the morning, and time for good news stories.
We're starting with a woman in Texas. I don't know what Texas is, but it's Texas. A woman in Texas who is still recovering from the virus turned 101 years old over the weekend. So someone at her nursing home asked Twitter to send happy birthday messages, and thousands of people responded. They included a few celebrities, too, like Nancy Sinatra and Patricia Arquette. So I thought that was pretty awesome.
That is. And you see that happen quite often. It's where people get birthday wishes or celebratory congratulations from people they don't even know. And just imagine a bunch of people sending you a bunch of well wishes and congratulations from that you didn't even know. How amazing that would feel.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, a guy in Georgia had to spend 24 hours at a Waffle House as punishment for losing his fantasy football league.
That doesn't sound like a punishment. That sounds like a reward.
It was minus 1 hour for every waffle he ate. So he tore through 18 waffles in 6 hours. But here's the best part of the story. It's not that he tore through 18 waffles. The best part is that while he was there, he decided to raise money on social media to give his waitress a very good tip, and he ended up leaving her just over $1,000 on a $49 tab.
Wow, that is so awesome.
And $49 tab for 18 waffles? Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh, 18 waffles? Just thinking about it makes my stomach explode right now.
I know.
But those waffles are so good. I love Waffle House waffles, and my hash brown smothered and covered.
Oh, just stop. Just stop. Unless you're bringing me some. And finally, on Good News Stories today, late last month, a couple in Maine hit the lottery for $1 million. And last week, they went back to the store where they bought the ticket and gave the employees who sold it to them $1,000 each.
Talk about pay it forward.
I would have been like, you had nothing to do with that. My money, thank you. Yeah. No, I wouldn't have. I would have shared.
Oh, I love that. I'm sure they really needed $1,000 too.
Yeah, kudos to them.